healthy seed.
CIA teams reportedly in Libya. Are they there just to eyeball the situation? Or could we be talking about arms to the rebel forces, fair or foul? Hey, America, Kate Delaney. The name of the show, America Tonight, coast to coast and all those flyover states. We love our flyover states. We're staring down the barrel of yet another weekend, almost April Fool's, do you believe it? But we're not fooling around on this show. There are some serious things getting under my skin, including the ridiculousness of the budget. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, he flipped on this, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him. This was a good place to take a stand, because at this point, the Senate hasn't done anything in 40 days. 40 days. Think of your job. I don't care if you drive a forklift, a truck, you're a teacher, you're an entrepreneur, whatever you do. You do nothing in 40 days when you have a serious priority. What happens? What happens when you don't tend to it? It's, of course, it falls apart. At this point, come on. It's time to get on board. It's time to play Let's Make a Deal, whatever it is, and solve this budget crisis, putting a Band-Aid over it or shutting down the federal government. Boy, that would be disastrous, because I think the American people have had enough, and it affects all of us. Those jobs I just described, it affects every single one of us. This is our government. Come on now. How much are these people making? I say this all the time. Make a priority list. Look, I'm not stupid. I realize that as much as somebody wants to push the boulder and they talk about, I'm going to do this when I go to Washington, you're still caught in the machine. You're absolutely still caught in the machine. But having said that, there are ways to cultivate the relationships you need and get something done. Something has to happen now. Who was selling us down the river? We're trillions of dollars in debt. There has to be cuts. There has to be cuts. That's it. Because if there's not cuts, eventually what happens? It's just like in our real lives, in the real world. If you can't pay your bills, you have to eliminate certain things, right? So, listen, if they don't make these cuts now, who knows what happens at the end of the line? All the social programs, the environmental programs, the scare over Social Security, eventually it's going to be too much. So Boehner says, the Speaker of the House, just pass the damn thing. He's had enough. I've had enough. How about you, America? Speaking of having enough, I mentioned this at the top, the CIA operatives on the ground in Libya. Earlier in the day, it was a who's who when it came to the defense teams, the big names, the ones that keep getting mentioned, the Secretary of the Defense, of course, Robert Gates, and the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, answering questions on what is going on in Libya. A lot of them were money questions, how much money is being spent, are we going to arm the rebels? We don't, these Congress folks said we don't want to arm the rebels. They just battered pretty much, especially Clinton and Gates, on those issues. And the constitutionality thing kept coming up again and again and again and again. They're not happy. So after they get out of this meeting, which took like an hour or so, this classified meeting, intelligence experts then have been quoted kind of all over the place. I have that source at the Pentagon. It's like a leaky boat. They're saying that the CIA would have sent people to make contact with the opposition, of course. That's normal, and assess what they need, what the rebel forces need, and then the president could decide whether to arm them or not. Well, that's nice. Where's this money coming from? Who's approving all of this? I thought we weren't doing this. once again, there's some confusion over the situation in Libya. What do you think we should do at this point? It's changed. The game changes every day. It does. One of Gaddafi's foreign ministers bailed, so that, I guess, is a good sign. But this could become a stalemate situation. Then you have other countries that in the Middle East that are going to get, that are starting to get a little bit into the same position. At what point do we say, yeah, we're not involved in this one, or maybe we don't? But how much money can we afford to spend? I mean, I'll tell you what. If I walk by another lemonade stand in my neighborhood that where they say money for humanitarian efforts in Libya, I've just had enough with that. I'm good with the Girl Scouts. I'm not good with the lemonade for Libya. I don't know. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Thank you. You're not drinking the lemonade, huh?
I won't drink the lemonade, no.
Wow. Okay, here's this. You know, you had that little part in your show, something about numbers. What was it? What's it called?
We Can
part
Count.
We Can Count. Here we go. The Dow in the last 5 trading days has gone up 250 points. At the same time that this Libyan thing continues to go on. Now, let's remember, old Gaddafi has no more tanks, no more aircraft, no more helicopters. There's a giant task force beating him up from the air, and he's winning. He's against NATO and the rebels and America. He's winning. I'm thinking there's a reason why he's winning, okay? I'm thinking nobody wants him to lose, and they like making money off of this thing. The stock market's going up, and, you know, I just think that these, what we're going to see now, Kate, is what we've seen before. The Libyans are going to look, the rebels are going to look at the Americans as dummies, just like all of in Iraq they do, in Afghanistan they do, and they're going to start telling us what they need. And they're going to start telling us how they need it and when they need it. And they're going to we're just going to be the little infidels there to just give them the money and the arms. And then they're going to say, you know, we need some troops, man, because we can't do all this fighting by ourselves. You watch.
And then well, that's Christmas, disastrous if that happens.
It should have been over already. I mean, you land a battalion of Marines there, it's over. You know, no one's going to mess with them. But you know what? If you don't have a strong leader, I mean, this guy, the only thing he's ever shot is I think Rush Limbaugh said it, you know, the only thing he's ever shot is a paperclip gun, you know?
That's a good one. I wish I had thought of that.
right. You know, this guy. So he doesn't want to see on TV, you know, dead civilians, you know. But guess what? It's a war. And the civilians are dying now, but they're not on TV because, you know, it's the wrong people that are killing them or something.
Right.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. What a way to end this. Tomas, thanks. The White House refuses to comment on a report that happened, and this is when this all started to break. When this briefing was going on, Reuters had a report that Obama signed a secret order authorizing covert U.S. government support for the rebel troops. But the White House spokesperson, Jay Carney, said, no, that's not true. No decision has been made. You be the judge. We're kicking the can. Hang with us.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What a week it's been. Don't forget to join us on our next show, your chance for bragging rights, as we do another Nail the Score. Then there were four. You could get some good information, some good insights coming up with the Buddha Man here in this hour of ATN, too, because this is exciting stuff. You boil it down, drill it down now to four, and you got Kentucky and UConn, VCU and Butler on the other side. I was really hoping, though. I was pulling for the Gators. I was hoping the Gators would do it. Butler beat them, though, fair and square, just by a handful of points, but they beat them. So it sets up the David and Goliath scenario. Buddha Man will give you the skinny. Maybe you'll be able to nail the score the next time around. We've got a dungeon moment coming up. The Fukushima plant, I mean, we know now that it's ridiculous. First of all, it was purely greed that put this plant, the nuclear plant, there in the first place, in a dangerous area to set this thing up. It was a matter of time before something happened. Who knew it was going to be this horrific? And after an earthquake, a tsunami, and then radiation leaks from the plant. First telling the people, oh, no worries, 12 miles. If you're outside of the 12-mile radius, it'll be fine. And not listening to what other nuclear experts were saying. It constantly, it seems, misinformation, just trying to shut it down. Ooh, we're going to plug this up. It looks like we're doing well. We're going to dump water. We're going to do everything we can. We got to figure out a way not to have the core melt and everything they could do except for what they really needed to do, and that was be honest with the people. Now this story comes out that people are being turned away by the hospitals and some of the temporary evacuation places because
the fear is they might be carrying radiation. Apparently, and the Daily Telegraph broke this story, apparently they were demanding that the evacuees come up with some kind of certificate saying that they weren't exposed to contamination. Well, who's signing those certificates? And then there's some, naturally, there's always some sad stories. There's a clinic in Fukushima City that wouldn't give treatment to a poor 8-year-old girl. Not that she was poor, but that this 8-year-old girl who had a skin rash. Her family was living in a shelter because they had to leave their home because they were inside the radius of the nuclear power plant. And there have been a couple of things like this reported all over the place. And what is the Japanese government doing on these health issues? What are they thinking in not, first of all, the way they reacted to the whole thing in the first place, the misinformation that was out there. But, I mean, and I guess in one sense, maybe we shouldn't be surprised this is the next step. But here you have this continuous contamination of the sea or the lies about what's contaminated and the regulators and the engineers who didn't even know where the leaks were and what was going on. And this is the deal. You have radioactive iodine in the seawater near the drains running from the plant that was 4,300 times more than the legal limit. It's the highest that's been recorded since the whole thing happened by when the earthquake and the tsunami hit on March 11th. So it's getting worse, and then turning these people away? I think at this point we have to take the Japanese government and say, get your act together. This is just flat out wrong. The focus should be here. Therefore, they need to spend some time in our dungeon. Donovan, open up the doors.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, the people should have been out there. They should have been out of the areas right away. And it's, it's awful. This is the worst nuclear crisis since Chernobyl in 86. And here we have crazy reports about cabbages imported from Japan that had radiation levels 9 times the levels recommended for international trade. And the radiation that was found in the milk from Washington State, these things shouldn't be surprising because they're trying to cover everything up, I guess, is the deal. They're trying to shut it down, try to shut the flow of information. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam. Sam, are you with us? Sam is gone. Sorry about that, Slam and Sammy.
I should punish you with a hockey puck.
You're here. Okay. So what's on your mind?
Let's see. Day 5 of the election. They're actually having 2 debates. One April 12th in English and then April 14th en français, minus one party, the Green Party here in Canada. And the leader of the Green Party is not a happy camper on this. Because she figures, look, we got 10% of the vote in the last election. We should have a right to participate in this. And the other parties are saying, yeah, but you don't have a seat in Parliament. So, you know, it's...
Oh, so what do you think? And so to tell everybody, we're talking about elections again in Canada.
Yeah, May 2nd. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the guy who's running for the Conservative Party, his daughter lives next door to me, so I bumped into his son-in-law. So the son-in-law said, you're going to vote for my father-in-law, right? I said, why? Well, look at his stand on Israel. I said, there's a lot more to this election than the stand on Israel. What about, you know, medical coverage, you know, like because...
In Canada.
Right. What about trying to get doctors? What about, old age pension? Because, okay, I'm 51, so I'm starting to get a little worried. Will there be money for me when I retire? So you said, what about that? And then his son-in-law was like,
Let me stop you there, Sam. Tell Americans, because we've been talking about this with Social Security and cuts and spending.
Right.
What is the pension plan in Canada? How does that work? Does it vary from company to company?
Like I said, I would get a Canadian, because I put into it.
Right.
I would get one from Ottawa, you know, from it's called the Canada Pension Plan.
Right.
And I'd also get one here in Quebec, you know, Quebec Pension Plan, and plus where I work for the city of Montreal. So I'd be getting three different pensions. But still, I mean, and well, luckily I'm not married, and most people are telling me to stay that way. but who knows, that could change any day now. But, and same thing with Julie. I mean, she's going to get her provincial, you know, same thing, and she gets her pension, and she's also got her, an RRSP. I don't know if you have them in the States.
RRSP, no.
Registered Retirement Savings Plan.
That's just a different name, yeah.
Right. So, you know, we're going to be worried about that. And, and then the head of the Liberal Party, Michael Annazia, saying that for students, he would for every student in Canada who would go to college, stays in Canada and goes to school here, he would give each of them $4,000. And if you come from a lower income family, you would get $6,000 for your for going, whether it be trade school, junior college, university, or post university, you would get $4,000. So people are saying, how are you going to pay for that? Well, he's going to eliminate certain taxes, stop the order, because one of the things that Harper wanted to order were new jets that would cost $30 billion, and a lot of people are saying you can spend that money on other things besides new jets, because
right.
We're not exactly a superpower. No one wants to blow us out of the water except maybe the Soviet Union. I mean, except the Russians during certain hockey tournaments, but that's another story. But you know, people tell, that's what he would do. He'd take that $30 billion and put it towards university education. And as the head of the NDP, Jack Layton, nice guy, said he would talk to the credit, if elected, he would talk to the credit card companies to get the credit card, to get the charges down to 5%.
That would help.
Yeah, so then the one reporter said, well, not everyone has to have a credit card. So then Jack Layton's comeback was, excuse me, when someone buys food and they don't have enough cash on them, then they have to use a credit card. Enough said.
Well, it sounds like America, Slam and Sam, and you have a good one.
Okay, take care, guys.
The parallels, if you, that's why we let him talk about that. You read between the lines and you see some of the parallels there. Coming up next, a women's museum in D.C. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com, or call them at 1-877-608-4367. 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, as many of you know, and we've talked about it all throughout March, this is the month of the woman, if you will. And a lot of you men out there have really done your part, called in and talked about some heroic women, you know, and talked about your mothers and your wives, and all kinds of interesting stories have emerged throughout the month, weaved in with all the political talk and everything else that we've been jawing about here on the show. So check this out. Today is my birthday, and today was a big day. I wish I was there, but there was a rally at the Capitol. Among the people who were there, Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, and Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, from New York, Democrats, I see, you know, bipartisan, and they were both on hand to talk about some new legislation to try to get a permanent site for a site for a permanent home for the National Women's History Museum. And I'm very familiar with D.C. You know, we did a show from there, so we would be looking at 12th and Independence Avenue, maybe, in D.C. And I'm wondering, why hasn't there ever been a museum for women before? You know, I'm from Philadelphia, and I'm thinking, Betsy Ross and all the things that have happened there and things that have been recognized, but no National Women's History Museum. Joan Wages is the president of the National Women's History Museum. Our luck that we have her on this show. Joan, a very big day in D.C. Tell us what that rally was like.
It was very exciting. We had a lot of people show up to express their support for the museum, and the legislation was reintroduced today in the House and in the Senate. And we had a number of members of Congress who showed up to speak and lend their support, and very bipartisan. We had Judy Biggert and along with Carolyn Maloney and Marcy Kaptur, Jan Schakowsky. So we had a good turnout and a lot of enthusiasm.
I'm just curious why this has never happened before, because, like I said, the men in this audience are so gracious. They talk about how powerful and wonderful women have been in their own personal lives, but just in history. So why have we not had one?
Well, you know, it's been explained to me that one of the most difficult things to realize is that which you can't see. And many times when I've told people what I do and what I'm working on, they look at me with this puzzled look and they go, "We don't already have one?" I go, "No." So it's just that I guess it's so obvious that we thought we should have had one that we just haven't.
Yeah, but now it's looking good. I mean, now there's this, you know, like you said, new legislation. So it's looking that this may really happen.
Yes, yes. We were very, very close to getting the legislation passed in the last session of Congress. And so this time we're starting out with great momentum, and we feel very positive about it moving forward.
All right, so tell us about some of the women we would find in this museum. I mean, you could probably go way back in history, and I'm assuming maybe you do that. Well, who will we find in the museum?
Well, we will, of course, look at the whole campaign for the women to get the vote. So you're talking about Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony and some of those names that most people would know. But then to look at women like Grace Hopper, who was the first woman to graduate from Yale with a Ph.D. in mathematics, and she went on to invent the first computer compiler that is a precursor to our current day computers.
Wow.
And then someone like Hedy Lamarr, who all of us, or some of us who are older, recognize the name as being this beautiful actress in the 30s and 40s, but she also had brains. She co-invented this frequency hopping device that was used on torpedoes during World War II so that they would elude detection. But that same technology is used in space satellites, in our defense satellites, and it's what makes your cell phone work.
Oh, you're kidding. I had no idea about that. Yeah, Hedy Lamarr, huh?
Hedy Lamarr. She was quite
a
beauty. And then one of the ones I love is, who were you taught created the cotton gin when you were in school?
Oh, well, certainly not a woman.
Well, that's right. It was Eli Whitney.
Yes,
and
exactly.
All the textbooks say Eli Whitney created the cotton gin. Well, the fact is Eli Whitney went to visit a woman named Catherine Littlefield Green. She and her husband lived on a cotton plantation. She had a working prototype already. Eli Whitney probably made some adjustments, and then he went to apply for the patent because women did not apply for patents in those days, and Catherine Littlefield Green actually paid for it.
Wow, that's crazy, because in any history book, like you said, certainly Whitney is the pioneer, the mechanical engineer,
right.
the guy who is remembered, like you said, as the inventor of the cotton gin. In fact, my husband just went by, and he's from the South, and he's like, what? His ears perked up. He can hear you say that. So you're starting a revolution even in this household by saying that.
No offense meant. But, you know, it's the perfect example of that women have partnered in many projects and have not been given the credit. So,
yeah, no kidding.
Yes, and so, you know, it's the kind of thing like, well, we always suspected, but, you know, this museum will have examples of that so that there will be a renewed respect for women's contributions to the building of this nation.
Yeah, and you're talking about, it sounds like, a lot of different kinds of women, different fields. So would you find like a Florence Nightingale? Would you find some of the astronauts perhaps in the museum?
Well, of course. I mean, it'll be every aspect of our society because women have made contributions in every aspect. But certainly the Sally Ride and, you know, the first woman in space and in literature and the arts, in science, in medicine, in education, I mean, everyone, and in the home. You know, motherhood is quite central to women's roles. And so all of these things will be addressed in the museum.
So when you do this, when you go to put together a museum, It has to be tough, though, because there's only so much space. There's so much square footage you have. So do you have a board of people you go to and say, okay, here's all the things we're thinking of doing. Here's the exhibits. What do you think? Do you hash it out that way? How do you decide what because that's, I think, the exciting part. What makes it in and what just doesn't make it in?
Right. Well, we will have a certain amount of square footage that will go to permanent exhibits, and I'm quite sure that one of those will be about the women's campaign to get the vote. So, you know, that was a 72-year campaign. But what we are just starting to do is to bring together the scholars, the best-known scholars in this country on women's history. And these are women who have been studying this field, and so they will be the ones who will guide us because they're the experts. And so there will be some permanent exhibits, but we will have space for temporary exhibits so that we can address many more issues that we all find interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. And Joan, when does, you know, of course with the legislation and everything, you know, who knows as how things turn. One of the frustrations, of course, all of us dealing with politics, but if you had your wish, when would you hope that this could open up?
Well, we think it's going to take 5 to 7 years from the time the legislation is signed into law. So assuming or hoping that it passes this year, then we are looking at, 5 years is 2016?
Yeah, 2016. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. And that'll be something. Make sure you invite me to that opening.
Absolutely.
I got to ask you this question. Here's a good question for you, because I think this is tough to answer. It's almost like when somebody asks me the question of, who's your mentor? Or who of all the things that you've done and all that kind of stuff. So if you had to boil it down to your favorite woman in history, who would it be?
There's one story that's very close to my heart, which is the story of Elizabeth Blackwell, who became the first woman to graduate from medical school in this country. But the story of she was admitted into medical school as a joke. And so she showed up and they said, we were just joking. And she says, but, you know, you've admitted me. So she held her ground. She demanded to attend classes. They wouldn't let her attend many of the laboratory classes. So they kind of, you know, made her go through the classes with one hand tied behind her back, essentially. And after 4 years of this, she so earned their respect that she graduated number one in her class.
I think that's the perfect woman to pick out. You told me a story I didn't know. That was great. It's tough. I'm so sure everybody listening, you have your own thoughts on who that would be, and we'll talk about that a little bit here on America Tonight. Joan Wages, thanks so much for joining us, president of the National Women's History Museum. We can't wait till the doors fling open, and we appreciate, again, your time on America Tonight.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Here we go, the Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys!
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right, 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
Another sport, because college hoop, you've been following it. Now we're down to the Final Four. This is an exciting time, though. I love the buzz in the air. I'm wondering how many people are still alive in their brackets. I'm thinking a lot of you are down for the count. I have to say, I had Duke winning the whole thing, so I am down for the count. You might find yourself in the same position I'm in. We know the four teams that are left, Kentucky and Connecticut, and I love this, Butler and VCU. You got to love all the stories that are coming out about this VCU coach. There's so many, and it's exciting, I think, for both of those teams. Who will they meet? In the green room, we're going to usher him in just a second. I think he's having a conversation with that nutty Joy Behar, somebody told me. But anyway, he's back in the green room, Steve Budin, Da Buddha. We're going to usher him out in just one quick second. But first, here's what Jim Calhoun, the coach of UConn, had to say about his team now in the trenches, getting ready to try to vie for the national championship game for a right to be there as they face Kentucky. Take a listen.
They do play good defense. They do play hard. They have great talent. I mean, really great talent. And, you know, they have three or four pros on that team. And John does a great job of understanding that. And so when they took the dribble drive away, their penetration has killed everybody most of the year. But their now ability to make threes makes them a lethal.
Yeah, it makes him lethal. Jim Calhoun versus John Calipari. Ooh, interesting stuff. Buddha Man, thanks so much, as always, for jumping on ATN.
Yeah, well, anybody who's still alive with their brackets ought to be drug tested anyway. I think the whole country's out, which only means one thing, and that is more betting, and that's good for me.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, so this is cool because you have these two very known quantities and then two that are not so known. Let's talk about the known quantities. Kentucky and UConn. Wow, what do you see going down on this game.
Well, let's face it, Calipari and Calhoun, not a lot of love lost there. They like each other about as much as Aniston and Jolie. To me, I like Kentucky. There's a little X factor there with Harrelson. A couple of weeks ago, he was nothing. Now, all of a sudden, 61% from the floor. Coach gave him a pep talk. You know, great backstory. He's filled that hole. Not to mention, he brings this, like, I don't know, this, like, tough guy enforcer role, which I really, really like. Nine and a half rebounds a game. Connecticut, everybody thinks too many games in a row, too many wins. Obviously, that whole theory went out the window. They just keep winning and keep winning and keep winning. But at the end of the day, the offense flows through one guy and one guy only on UConn, and that's Walker. And, you know, I think Kentucky, what they're going to do is they're going to let Walker get his, and they're going to shut down everybody else. Kentucky's balance, I think you heard the coach talk about it. Now they can shoot the three. Now they're great from the foul line. Now when they come out and get you at the three, they can dump it into their big man. There's so many things that they can do now that they just couldn't do last year. I think -2.5 is the way to go here with Kentucky.
Oh, okay, Kentucky. A lot of the Kentucky listeners in Lexington especially, they're going to love you, Buddha Man, for saying that.
Okay, well, let's win it. I mean, I just want to win and they'll love me.
Yeah, there you go. And then we look at the other side, VCU and Butler. I got to tell you, I only know a little bit about these teams from everything I've been reading, but other than that, I really would have known much.
Oh, my God. The VCU Butler. I mean, this is like Biggie Tupac. How do you choose two sides in this one? It's Butler 7-0, Tourney Dog the last two seasons. VCU already 5-0 as a Tourney Dog this season. Can you see any of these teams blowing the other one out?
No.
I don't think so either. I mean, Butler has some advantages on paper. They have a little experience. They were there last year, got the dagger in the heart from Duke, so they know what it's like to get past this game. And they got Shelvin Mack. He's like the Mack attack, unbelievable. But with VCU, like you said in the news, it all starts at the top. Shaka Smart. You know, so impressive as a coach, unbelievable, makes all the right moves, all the right decisions, pushes all the right buttons. The guy's like a sixth man on the court. And you say to yourself after a while, you know, it's not coincidence. It's not luck. You got to give the guy his due. I mean, it was his defensive scheme that completely manhandled Kansas. You know, this is a team that has the top field goal percentage in the country. They look disoriented, discombobulated. I mean, I couldn't believe it. They shot like 35%. From the field. This is the guy that you want. Players play for him. They go that extra mile for him. These are two teams that they're both going to bring it. They're both going to bring their A game. They're both going to play hard. They're both going to play like they want it. So it's not about who's going to show up. They're both going to show up. I think the advantage goes to the coach with VCU and the fact that, say what you want about Butler, and I hate betting against Butler. I would never bet against Butler, but they always keep it close. They always keep the game close. 1-2 points, that's Butler style. You know, last shot of the game, make it or miss it, that's Butler style. Got to take the 2.5 points here with VCU.
Yeah, were you surprised that Butler in that game with Florida, wow, that was crazy, wasn't it, the end there? Like you say, handful of
points? I don't think anything can surprise you with Butler anymore. I mean, I think they've earned the right of the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, no kidding. Has a lot of money been wagered this time around on college hoop? I think there always is, but you know better than me.
Yeah, this is the most voluminous betting we've seen on a Final Four. I mean, on a tournament in the last 10 years. And the reason isn't because of the star players. There really aren't any compared to years past. The reason is simply because they staggered the starts of the games in the first three rounds. So instead of having games all starting when you had to bet them all in the beginning of the day, all of a sudden you had waves of games like an NFL Sunday and packs of games with plenty of time in between, for bettors to get to the window. And because of that, you had so much more gambling, so much more viewership. I think the NCAA made the right decision to, err on the side of the gamblers and create that whole system of staggered starts. It was
wonderful.
There
you go. Does it show, is there a disparity in college hoops? Does it show parity in college hoops by what we've seen here now at the finish? What do you think?
I think we're seeing a depleted college hoops because so many more players are able to go right from high school to the NBA. So many more players are able to play 1 year of college and go right to the NBA. And look, I don't blame them. Why take the chance that you break a sprain an ankle or have some type of injury that could cost you your money? I mean, these kids, if they have a chance to sign that, to sign that check, they gotta go and do it. They can't risk, an extra year, an extra 3 years in college where anything could happen. I don't blame them, but I think we're seeing a depleted league. We're seeing a diluted NBA because of overexpansion, and we're seeing a depleted college game as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, one last one, Buddha Man, since
you and
I talked.
But if you got enough money on it, it doesn't matter. I can tell you it could be the Harlem Globetrotters. You're still happy.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. Hey, one last one for you because we talked so much during football season. What do you think is going to happen here? Boy, this is dragging on, this lockout.
It's going to drag on, but remember, we saw some breaks in the players. I mean, I hate to say it. It's ugly what I'm about to say. I mean, maybe, you want to put your hands over your children's ears. But listen, you do not play poker with the owners. You can't. You don't have the bankroll. It's common gambling mathematics. These owners, if they weren't the owners of the teams, okay, they would be owners of other big conglomerates and successful businesses. These players, if they weren't players, they would be gym coaches, most of the players. So please, please, guys, they're going to smarten up at some point. They're going to realize that the only ones making money are the guys in the union because they pay themselves a salary during this time. They ask the players not to accept any money, but they themselves don't abide by that. They continue to get paid. Players are going to break at some point. They don't want scabs out there. This will resolve. I don't know if we'll get all of our preseason games in, but we'll certainly get our season in.
Yeah, I agree. Buddha Man, thanks. We'll talk to you again. This is great stuff. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
Take care, man.
You got it, Kate.
All right, Steve Buden, by the way, has a great book that if you haven't read, you got to check this out. Go to the library even and get it if you want to. But it's called Bets, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, and it is hilarious. Or you can check them out at picknation.com. But the book is, it's fabulous. It's like one of those reads where you sit down on the deck somewhere. You're outside, you're on the beach, and you just cannot stop reading it. All right, coming up on America Tonight, did you know there's no Women's History Museum in the United States? There is not a history museum for women. There's all kinds of museums for all kinds of things and almost any major metropolitan area, or even small areas, too, but let's say in our nation's capital. But there is a bill to make that become a reality. This was the month of the woman. So we're going to chat about that coming up on the flip side here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.